If you're like me and you're torn between the love my body at any size movement and the if I love my body, I need to make healthier choices to feel good too thought process, then you're in the right place. It's every day now that someone out there is telling us the next best thing on TikTok or Instagram ads or showing us another shortcut, and it is exhausting. How about we heal our relationship with our bodies, exercise and food, and give ourselves grace along the way? Let's do this together and celebrate the small stuff. Welcome to A Healthy Dose with Sadie Tolberg. Hello, and here we go. Welcome to episode one. I'm so excited. I want to talk about kind of a bigger topic today and let you know that most of my future podcasts are going to be more narrowed down and more specific. But with this just being started out brand new, I really want to tackle some of the bigger concepts, the things that I kind of talk about in my intro, because that way, once we set the tone, we can break it down into more detailed subjects and smaller subjects, things that you can relate to and really hear and feel like that is good, valuable information. I am so glad that I listened today. So, today we are going to talk about our relationships with our bodies. So let me give you a quick background. You'll learn more about me if you don't already know me as we go along, but I am 36 years old. I am a female. I am an Army veteran. I'm a nurse. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a weight management specialist, a mom, a wife. I really am a lot of things, and I definitely am human above and beyond everything else. I make mistakes. I am not perfect. I struggle myself. You know, sometimes people who know better, like professionals that are really informative and really knowledgeable on a certain subject, they're not perfect. Just because we know everything doesn't mean that we apply everything. So there is a big difference between knowledge and using that knowledge, especially for ourselves. And so a lot of people who are in some sort of education or coaching position do end up needing to work on themselves as well. And it really does help to have accountability and other coaches and alike. So with that background, the relationship that I've struggled with my body started probably, you know, early teenage years when I was really starting to pay attention to what's trending, what are all of the famous people looking like and doing, what's the latest, you know, diet craze that was on the news or on Oprah or Dr. Phil or whatever the case may be, and really starting to experiment with what my peers were saying was, you know, cool and not cool and things like that, to really find my own path to what makes sense for me. So if you are like me, it took a long time to really realize and figure out that I get to decide what my relationship is with me, not the TV, not what's on Pinterest, not what my friends say, or somebody I've never met, or somebody who's famous because they can sing really well, or XYZ. I get to decide what I get to feel when I look in the mirror. And I've focused a lot more recently on the human experience, the feeling of I am a spiritual being. I am, you know, my own person in my head, and this vessel, aka my skin and bones and all of the other things, is just what's taking me from point A to point B. And I really focus on gratitude for what my body can do, not what it looks like. So this is such a loaded subject. I want to be able to break it down in the future and talk more about what we see physically and what we feel internally. My focus in my health and in my life is on how I feel. And sometimes I don't feel great, and that is an indicator that change needs to be made. I can look in the mirror and think, wow, I look like I just rolled out of bed and there's bags under my eyes and my hair's a mess, but I feel good because I'm comfortable. And that is a win, and that is important. There's other times vice versa, where I've looked in the mirror and thought, gosh, like I have it all together. My outfit looks good. My hair's on point. My makeup looks nice, but my stomach won't stop rolling, or I'm so sore from a workout, or I'm starving, or whatever the case may be. So really think about that for yourself for a minute. How often do you really pay attention to how you feel and not so much let go, but just give less power to what you look like? There are certain things about our bodies and about who we are on the outside that we can change at the drop of a hat. We can change our hair color, our hairstyle. We can, you know, tan or, you know, work on our skin and different things that are outward. We can get plastic surgery. We can lose weight. We can do all of these things that change our outward appearance. But there are cases over and over again of people who still are suffering when they change their appearance because they are paying attention to what's on the outside and they're not paying attention to what's on the inside. And going back to gratitude and going back to what we can thank our bodies for doing, thanking it for feeling good and thanking it for, you know, being able to walk, run, or jump, or whatever you like to do, really focusing on those wins and those encouragements can help your body slowly move away from your being concerned with what you look like. Definitely not something you can change overnight. It wasn't something that I was able to just snap my fingers and say, hey guys, I don't care what I look like anymore. I just care about how I feel. And I certainly have days where I get frustrated and I think, man, you know, I've invested so much into taking care of my health and my body, and it still sometimes feels like it betrays me in ways where I don't feel like I should have certain issues at this point in my journey. But that's kind of a par for the course. Like, it's that human experience, like I said. Like, this is what happens to us, and sometimes we don't have answers. If you've ever had food poisoning, or if you've ever been nauseous, or, you know, anything along those lines, had some gut health issues, it's human nature to really look for what the root cause was. And you can dig and try to figure out, maybe I'm lactose intolerant, or maybe I ate a bad sandwich, or maybe, you know, this was contaminated or that contaminated. But most times you won't be able to narrow it down, especially for one-time experiences. If you can see a pattern and recognize that maybe your body does have an intolerance, or maybe you do have an allergy, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it was just a one-off, and your body and your brain can go crazy trying to figure out what caused it, when really you should be focusing on what you can do about it to get back to your homeostasis, to get back to a place where you feel good. So I hope I'm painting a good picture here about what the importance is, and what I really want to focus on for this series is about what makes you feel good and how to get there. And sometimes that is really recognizing the mental aspect of what you've been through, what you're going through. What do you see every day as patterns of your thought process and your, you know, path of your day, so that you can make minor adjustments with the ideas and topics and subjects that I talk about here to see if it makes a difference. And I really want everybody here to know that everybody is different. Every person is different. Every brain, thought process, personality, emotional well-being, we are all different. And you could hear something from me and not agree. And that's okay. You can try something that I suggest and it might not work well for you. And that's okay. You could contradict me and say, hey, you were talking about trying this and I tried the opposite and that worked better. Great. I ultimately want to see you trying new things to feel better and seeing what path is right for you. And if your story is completely different than mine or your neighbors or your siblings or your child or your parents. That is normal. That's okay. We have to get out of this comparison game where we feel like everybody is having the same human experience. We're not. I have a different upbringing than, you know, most people. And that is what makes it special. That's what makes me special. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the valleys and for the peaks and the good things and the bad things. And ultimately, along everything that I've done and been a part of, it, my body is a scorecard of everything that has ever happened to me. And I could focus all day, every day on all the negative and the sad and the hardships and the, you know, trials and tribulations, or I could focus on gratitude and I could focus on finding peace and I can focus on joy and all of the beautiful places that we can live if we set our mind on that path. Rewiring is not easy. If you are stuck in cycles and patterns and feel like, gosh, everything Sadie's saying right now seems like a million miles away, let me tell you something. I felt that way too. I felt that way to the point where I describe a time in my life just a few years ago where I was truly in a hole. I felt like I was in this deep, dark place and I didn't know how to get out. I thought maybe I needed somebody to rescue me or I needed something magical to bring me out. But really, the truth was there was a ladder the entire time. I just needed to open my eyes and see it. And that is where you might be. That's where you might be halfway up the ladder. I don't know. Wherever you are, I want you to remember that there is a ladder and there is a path to bring you to a place where you feel those amazing emotions. And even if you're not ready yet to be more positive and more joyful, let's get you to a peaceful place where you're at peace with your body, you're at peace with how you feel, and that's where we can start. And so thank you so much for coming to listen to the first episode, because that tells me that you are committed to learning more about different modalities to work on your human experience and work on your emotional mindset. And, you know, I have so many ideas for different episodes and different subjects and different things that we can bring up here. So I love feedback. And if we've never met, please come find me on one of my social media channels and just let me know what you got out of this episode and what you are looking forward to in learning in the future. If I know you personally, of course, I'm going to be asking for your feedback, but I do want to personally thank each and every one of you for coming on to my first episode here. I am so excited to share more and to get really specific in the nitty-gritty. Talk about the things that are out there right now. What are people interested in? What are some of the controversial subjects out there? I want to be as, you know, neutral as I can be with explaining the differences between either side of what's going on with that particular subject. So these episodes will stay fairly short and sweet. I hope that you're able to follow along and enjoy. I know I talk fast. So if you're somebody like me who puts your audiobooks and podcasts on 2x speed, I probably sound like a chipmunk right now. So anyway, thank you so much. You guys, let me know what you think about today. Drop a hello on my social media channels. And please remember, you are worthy of a joyful, abundant, and beautiful life. And don't let anybody get in the way of how you feel. Thanks again and have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet, please subscribe for more and leave a review. If you got something great out of today, please share with your family and friends. And as always, please remember to consult with your primary care provider if you have any questions or concerns. This podcast is meant to be educational and based off of my experience. Have a great day. You are unique and amazing and beautiful.